Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us this Monday morning. And we're kicking off the show today with Jared Hickathier and Eric Kelly. They're here with United After Duty. Guys, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
This is where you talk. I know they weren't sure. So tell us, I guess you want to introduce yourself to us a little bit and people can match name to voice.
Okay, I'll start. My name is Jared Hickathier. I run a nonprofit organization, United After Duty. Our mission pretty much is to try to help transition military to civilian life. So we get them hooked up with healthcare benefits, disability, letting them know about other organizations that are out there available to them. And that's when we met Eric, and he approached us about this event. So I guess I'll let him introduce himself.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Eric Kelly, I'm actually born and raised in Montana, and I was in the unit that we're trying to honor for this December 1st event, and it was by total luck that I ran into Jared's nonprofit, wanted to work with something local, Montana anyway. I was actually in Kalispell and happened to see a hat hanging in a display in Kalispell Hotel, and got on the website and gave him a call, and that's it by total luck. Because this is something that's been in my head for a while, and by total luck is how I found him. But he's been great helping us getting this thing going.
Yeah, so let's talk to you first, Jared. Let's do your organization here. I mean, we're talking transition from active duty to civilian life. For those of us who haven't been in the military, it's not something that we get it sort of conceptually, right? But this is, I know, a big question, not an easy answer, but why is that so difficult for so many folks?
Well, to be honest, a lot of it, I think, starts with the process of getting out. They have you do this program called TAPS. And what they do is they have you hook up with, you know, getting a resume together, but they don't do anything to actually help that person get ready to transition out. They just rush them through paperwork, fry their brains for 8 hours a day for about a week. And then they say, all right, you're good to go. And a lot of guys get out. I know for myself personally, when I got out, it was a struggle because you don't know what's available to you. You don't know the help that's out there. You're not aware of the vet centers. And so you get out and you feel kind of lost. And so you're just wandering and you don't have that camaraderie anymore. You don't have the people to rely on. And a lot of guys turn to alcohol. A lot of guys turn to drugs. And you just don't have a purpose. And so that's where we want to step in. We want to give these guys a purpose.
Yeah.
Guys,
so that's, and girls. United After Duty is born. How did that come about?
Well, it was about a year ago. I was sitting with some buddies and we started coming up with some ideas of things we wanted to do. And I knew that I wanted to get people together and I knew that I wanted to create a family. And it ended up turning into a nonprofit, and we fiddled with a few names and ended up settling on United After Duty. And we're still, you know, we're still just getting started. We're still new. But with this event coming up with Eric, I think is going to be a great opportunity, not only for us, but for the families and the guys that we get to honor.
So are you getting pretty good feedback right now? I mean, like you said, you're new and you're still working on this thing, but what are you hearing from folks?
About the event?
About just sort of United After Duty and sort of the idea and the mission, because this gives you personally, you now have a mission, right?
Yes. This does give me a sense of purpose, which is really nice because I fiddled with quite a few jobs when I got out that I just could not do, you know. It was either bad leadership or bad work. And so I created this, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback. One of the guys that's kind of taken me under his wing is John Burgess. He's the president of the Vietnam Veterans of America. And I met him when I stumbled into a meeting that I wasn't supposed to be in, that I got invited to, that I wasn't supposed to get invited to. And he kind of took me aside, and he said pretty much like, listen, young buck, I'm gonna take you and I'm going to mold you and I'm going to teach you. And he's real straightforward, real old school. And, you know, a lot of people didn't want to give us the time of day. And he really stood up for us and said, no, just give him time, just give him time. And, you know, we've done a lot of small things. We've done like we did a fundraiser for an art show. We did a couple like small little events. And I mean, we've gotten great feedback. We've been able to help quite a few people. You know, none of it's out in the open. It's all small stuff, but I was able to, okay. So example, I was able to help a lady who had no idea about disability and stuff like that. She worked on a flight carrier and she had real bad ringing in her ears and PTSD. And I asked her if she heard about the VA and she said no. And I asked her if she heard about getting enrolled with the VA and the disability and stuff. And she had no idea. And I said, well, if you get 10%, that's $133 that you can use a month for groceries or for childcare or anything like that. And it totally just blew her mind. And I was able to take her over and get her hooked up with one of the other vendors who was the VA. And she was able to get, you know, hooked up with them. And I don't know where it went from there, but just knowing that we were able to get some information out there was really great.
Well, and you say, I mean, you say you're small and it's, but you know what? It matters. You know, I mean, you're making a difference. And that's what you're working on with this run coming up, a Memorial Run. Can you explain what's going on there? Yeah. No, it's your turn now.
So background of the whole reason we're doing this and the people we're trying to do, December 1st, 2005, just outside of Fallujah, Iraq, we lost 10 people in one catastrophic event, the unit that I was in. And it's been a long time. And because at that time it was this big surge thing, everything was going. Everybody's going 100 miles an hour. And our unit was back and forth from deployment to home. It never stopped. And that event almost got left behind and forgotten about. I understand it's been, you know, 14 years. It will be this coming up Sunday. And I asked myself, like, why not now? What's the big deal? So they don't get forgotten. And by luck, like I said, I found Jared's information. And with his wanting to help veterans, I figured who better to know how to help veterans than a veteran themselves. And he knows everything that we've been through. You know what I mean? He has the same similar experiences, maybe not identical, but pretty similar. So it's better to stick together for us and do this as one big thing. So this is my way of kind of honoring those guys and trying to raise money and help Jared's organization out as well and help keep it in Montana.
Yeah. So we've got this run. It's on the 1st, December 1st.
Yep.
What are sort of the nuts and bolts of that people need to know?
So it's going to start and finish at the Delta Hotel, formerly the Red Lion. 10, 15?
So it'll start at about 10. That's when we'll start like doing, you know, we'll do a national anthem and taps. And then the first race, which will be the 1K, will start at about 10:15. And then about 10:30 or so, that should be enough time for those people to finish. We'll start the 5K. And then so we're hoping to be done by around, say, 2 o'clock. We're going to have some silent auction items. We have an amazing painting from a National Archives artist, David Williams, that we worked with. It has a value of about $3,000. We also have a couple things from Sportsman's Warehouse. Let's see, what else do we have?
Sounds like a pretty good, I mean, this is, it's not just a run. You got lots of stuff going on. How do people, because we're just about out of time, how do people get on, register, or find out more about the event itself?
You can go on Facebook, and then from Facebook, you'll be able to find our page, United After Duty. And on there, I have an event for the race. And on the event, I have a link that you can click on to go. I think it's runsignup.com, and it'll be the Fox Company Memorial Run. And so they can go on Facebook, click on that link, and it'll take them there, and they can register.
Okay, fantastic. Jared Hickather and Hickathier. I said Hickathier. It wrong. I went pretty too quickly, close. And I ran right past it. Jared Hickathier and Eric Kelly. Guys, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you did for our country and for what you continue to do now for those that served our country. I mean, it's an incredible thing, and I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in today. And your chauffeur over here. She's just hanging out.
Our picture taker behind the scenes.
Guys, I appreciate it. And for those listening, stick around. We got Chris Holmes from the Myrna Loy coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Thanks for sticking around. And Chris Holmes from the Myrna Loy is here. She's been lurking in our building for a little while now. She was spying on us through the window early this morning. And then she hung out through the first half. So I appreciate you just being very patient with us this morning.
Well, yeah, and learning about activities that I didn't know were happening and was very glad to learn about.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking in the break. I mean, there's so many nonprofits in Helena, and it's what's astounding is none of them have an event where they go, you know what, nobody showed up. Right. Nobody's supporting it. Helena is such an amazing community.
It is a very generous town and really cares about having a strong, resilient, healthy community for everybody. I love that about Helena.
Yeah, it's so cool. And it's always incredibly busy out there, of course, at your place. And it amazes me just sort of the breadth of things that you make available to the community. It's not just movies. It's not just concerts. I mean, you have a little bit of everything out there. You have an art gallery. You can go and get food and get a beer. I mean, you got everything, Chris.
Right. We do. We are busy. And sometimes it's hard to put it all together in a way that people really understand what the Myrna Loy does. But our overriding thing is we just want to bring art to as many people who need art in their lives as we can. And over, you know, the span of 2 or 3 years, we do just about everything you can think of. We don't do it all at once. We just do one thing.
It must feel like it sometimes,
yeah,
though.
It does.
So, I mean, in terms of movies right now, I looked and you're running some, one called Parasite, one Pain and Glory, both of these getting really good reviews online.
Yeah, like 98, 99%,
something on Rotten Tomatoes.
Such buzz. And we had no idea how Parasite was going to do, a Korean film with subtitles.
Yeah.
It's kind of quirky, but it was really hot all weekend. People are really flocking to it, and it's kind of a must-see. I think it will get some award buzz as the film award season gets started.
Well, a little bit of a like a universal theme, right? Mm-hmm. Like people just understand. It doesn't matter the language. People understand the
right.
It's the Romeo and Juliet type of situation, mm-hmm. You know, right? I mean, that's generally what we're looking at here.
And people want to see something from a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
and something that has familiarity and universality to it, but it takes us to a new place or comes from a different place than we're used to. So I think that's what people are really responding to, and it's very well done.
Does that run through? I failed to look at the run dates on that. How long is that going to be here?
I think that is one of the films that is going to respond to audience, what the audience wants. So
okay.
if it remains popular, we'll run it for longer. We'll hold it over, and if the community feels ready to move on, we'll move on.
It's up to you, Helena.
That's right.
You decide. Something else though that was coming up, you have it scheduled as a one-time screening, so that's kind of a special deal. Mickey and the Bear. What is that all about? Because it's got Montana ties, right?
Yeah, so it was made by Brian Ferriter, I think, and was filmed in Montana and is about a Montana teenager. So we're doing a special screening of it. We're kind of excited. We get to do these once in a while. We collaborate with any filmmaker that's doing something in or about Montana. We sometimes collaborate with the Montana Film Office. And we love just bringing these special events into our theater and do a little talk back with the filmmakers and give a sneak peek to people from Montana who might be involved in the film or who might otherwise not hear about it. We just like to make these connections.
Yeah. So this is one where you'll have a little bit of that Q&A session.
I believe so.
Because that's always so neat when you make that available I mean, there's almost not a movie, regardless of genre, that we finish up watching and we don't have a question of, I wonder why they did this.
Why did they do that? And what was this like? And what, you know, how did the process go? So, yeah, the producers will be on hand there to talk about it and kind of celebrate their accomplishment, because it is such a huge collaboration to make a film.
Yeah. So how do people, because it is a one-time deal, how do people get in on that? Do they have to get tickets ahead of time? Or do we just show up early?
Yeah, you should get tickets. They're just regular $10 tickets.
Okay.
And it's on our website, themyrnaloy.com. You'll see the event under special events, Mickey and the Bear. And
Get tickets early and don't miss out, because if you're like me, you always procrastinate like half of Helena. And then you don't get to go see Brew and View Christmas Vacation, because that sold out, what, in July?
Yes. Like 15 minutes after we announced it.
I kind of thought, you know what, I'm going to get in early on that this year. I'm going to make Chris proud of me. I'm going to get in early. And I did. And it was still sold out. Like, that sold out really, really quick.
That's why we added another Brew and View in January. We're going to show The Shining.
Yeah, that's going to be another good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Christmas Vacation is all sold out, but the Brew and Views are always super popular and a good time. So you added that Brew and View, The Shining. How is sales for that going?
They're going pretty well. Of course, it's not, you know, the big holiday tradition.
Right.
Christmas Vacation has been, but you know, last year, end of January, early February, we showed Fargo. Was that last year or the year before?
I think it was last year.
And those midwinter ones are a lot of fun too, because everybody kind of needs something to come out and get them out there and, you know, come to something together that sort of celebrates winter in a quirky way.
Yeah. Well, you're going to freak us out with The Shining.
Yeah.
Chris Holmes from the Myrna Loy is here this morning. And Christmas Vacation is a no-go. If you don't have tickets for that, you're out of luck, just like me. But we have the other Brew and View coming up, The Shining. That is in January?
It's January 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one thing I want to talk about for this week is on Friday, on Black Friday, when you're all exhausted from all your shopping, we have Cow Tipping Comedy, which is a community event that is so much fun. Just these local comedians and improv artists and actors get together to create this comedy evening for Helena. And it's at 7:30 on Friday the 29th, and it's just going to be so much fun this year. So I want to make sure everybody puts that on their Thanksgiving weekend calendar.
Yeah, for sure. Doors open at 7 and the show is at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets, is it $12, I think, right? I mean, pretty affordable.
They're $12. So we, and it's also a benefit for the Friendship Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make it affordable for everybody. We want to pack that house, and then we peel off the proceeds from that performance and donate it to the Friendship Center. Every year, Cow Tipping, the actors in Cow Tipping Comedy choose a local nonprofit to help benefit. So they benefit the Myrna Loy by bringing people in, and then we cut a check afterwards and send it out to the Friendship Center. So it's kind of an all around win. One of those great community
events. That's a triple
events.
Win there.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of those things where, like we were talking about, I mean, there are so many organizations in town, in even in the county, in the tri-county area. That is a really, really good one. I mean, if we're sort of making a top 10 list, it gets very hard. But they've got to be in that. I mean, they provide an incredible service to our community.
Domestic violence affects one in every four families and every socioeconomic strata in every neighborhood. And they provide a safe housing and other resources for people who are experiencing domestic violence. And it's one of the most important things that we can do. It's there, like we were saying in the break, it is so easy to say, oh, we got to compete against all these other nonprofits. Yeah. But actually, we've found it works better if we collaborate with as many of them as we can, because what we're all trying to do is make Helena a better place to live. And that takes collaboration and cooperation. And that's what we are all about. It's what art is all about. most art is not produced all by itself in a quiet corner competing against everybody else, but it's a collaborative venture.
Yeah.
And so building community is also really collaborative, and that's what we are all about.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Again, that's coming up. That's on Friday. It's a Count Tipping Comedy there at the Myrna. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30. Tickets just $12. And you're going to get a fantastic show. You're going to have a good evening. And Count Tipping, they're a great date night.
It really is.
It's a fun date night to go and hang out and watch them. You can laugh some of those Thanksgiving calories off. Right. I know laughing burns calories.
It
you're going to burn
calories.
A few.
You cannot age while you're laughing.
Yeah.
Many health benefits.
Going back in time at this cow tipping comedy thing. So go on over there and get tickets for that, because it is going to be a fantastic event. Their improv group here in town, if you haven't seen them, you need to go see them. They're very, very funny. So that is something you definitely want to put on your schedule. And you help out the Friendship Center. That's a win all the way around. Something else that it sounds pretty amazing. I was kind of perusing your, hey, what's coming up? And this is a little bit down the road, but I wanted to talk about it. You've got something on December 30th, live on stage. Zinnia, is that right?
Yeah. Rachel Cardiello grew up in Helena mm-hmm. and is now a pretty successful Toronto-based artist, sort of a folk pop electro singer, and she does amazingly creative work. Even as a kid, as a young music student in Helena, she was somebody to watch. So she's coming back to do an evening on the 30th, sort of a special concert on the 30th with another band that her brother is in. So it'll be kind of a family reunion and a community welcome. And also, look at these really cool artists that Helena has sent out into the world, and let's celebrate them as they come back and see what they're doing and really be part of their career launching.
So. Yeah, such a neat thing. And something else, I guess something a little sooner, I probably shouldn't skip past them. You guys have a little bit of a Christmas tradition out there of...
We should not skip over the Celtic Cowboy
No,
Christmas.
I don't know why I looked past them. That's turned into... For a lot of people, that's sort of, we were talking Nutcracker, mm-hmm. How that's sort of that holiday tradition of, you know, it's not Christmas time until you see the Nutcracker.
Right.
This is kind of turning into that same sort of deal out at the Myrna, isn't it?
It is. It's a wonderful tradition. We had to start doing it for 2 nights last year, and 2 nights this year, December 4th and 5th, they will probably sell out, so get your tickets now. It's a really heartwarming, wonderful Celtic cowboy mixture of Irish and folk music, and it features Dublin Gulch. And Wilson and McKee come up, and a lot of other guest musicians are joining them this year. And as always, soul cakes made by the Helena High Culinary Class and served professionally there at the show. So free soul cakes for everybody. It's really a wonderful, heartwarming Christmas experience.
Yeah, you got to go check that out. It's the Celtic Cowboy Christmas. It's 2 nights, December 4th and 5th. So, you know, buy one ticket, buy two.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Go to both shows. It's going to be fun.
It's a joy.
It has to be kind of neat to be a part of something that's turned into a tradition like that. I mean, we talked about Brew and View, and that's something people enjoy. Mm-hmm. This is different, right? This is something where people are showing up all the time every year to this event because it matters to them.
And because it sort of fits in that traditional sense, like this puts me in the mood.
It feels
for
Christmas.
The holidays.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if Christmas isn't your favorite holiday, it still gives you that warmth and community feel. So Dublin Gulch did this Celtic Cowboy Christmas in the 90s, and they sort of started a tradition then, and then they stopped doing it for a period of time. And they've come back and done this for the last 3 or 4 years, and people really, really respond to it. It's just such a lovely community thing to do. And the music and the storytelling and the mood they set and the humor, and, you know, it's sort of appropriate for all ages. And it's just it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that you feel like you're involved in and engaged mm-hmm. in and participating in, not just sitting back and watching.
Yeah. You know? And this is coming up. It's on December 4th and December 5th, which sounds like a long way away, but it's
only next week.
It's next week. I don't know. That sounds so far. Oh, yeah. December. Oh, that's December. Next week, folks. So, yeah, go on. I guess just go on the website.
Mm-hmm. Myrna Loy, themyrnaloy.com.
Yeah. Don't forget the.
TheMyrnaLoy.com
and cruise the website if you haven't seen it yet. It still has that new website smell to it. It's been out for a little bit, but it's a very neat website. And for those that haven't attended, it's a fantastic event. So go out there and check out the Celtic Cowboy Christmas out there. We've got a couple minutes left. I do want to look forward because we talk December. We might as well talk 2020 really, really quickly. Because you've got something coming, the first live show of 2020. You're not waiting long. Matt Wilson, Honey and Salt. What's that one all about?
Matt Wilson is this incredible percussionist. He's one of the top percussionists in the country right now. And he's very eclectic and explorative and creative and humorous and witty. And he has put together a five-piece band to do a program about the poetry of Carl Sandburg. So they mix poetry and jazz, which is a really strong tradition mm-hmm. in both disciplines. And they're bringing this show to Montana as part of a consortium grant that we landed in collaboration with San Francisco Jazz and the Jazz Bakery, which are really prestigious jazz outfits, and they scooped the Myrna Loy into that consortium, and we're bringing Matt Wilson out west for these three performances, two in California and one here at our little Myrna Loy. Right. So it'll be an exploration. It'll be fun. It sounds esoteric and strange to some of the audience in Montana out here, but that's part of what we like
to do. That's the Myrna.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to come see something you've never heard of, you've never experienced before, and it will be so exciting and different and wonderful, and you'll say, I didn't know I would like that,
yeah.
But I really, really like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool show. Chris, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Troy, and tomorrow, happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You remembered. Tomorrow is my birthday. And I will see you tomorrow back here on Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.